Hello, everybody. This is Lisa. Okay, let's start the recording. Hi, this is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates. Welcome, everyone, to the Success Circle's High Content Call. And we're going to get started because everybody knows I like to get started on time. If you are brand new and you've joined us for the very first time from the Success Circle, I want to welcome you. Today is the High Content Call where I select a specific topic that I will cover throughout the entire program hour that we have. And then I expand upon that. And then next week, on the 28th of January, we're going to have the Q&A call. So any questions that might come up from today, you can feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com, and we will cover those questions in the Q&A call. As part of the kind of the beginning of the process, what I normally do is like to let people know about the other calls that are coming up the following month. We've got January 11th, which is the next high content call, and also the Laser Coaching Day. So that if you have a if you would like to take advantage of your laser coaching call, simply email info@accelerateassociates.com. That's E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E, associates.com, and you can request a session for that day. But that also is the day of the high content call, which happens at 4:30 Eastern Time. The Q&A calls also happen at 4:30 Eastern Time. In the next Q&A call, other than the 28th of January, or December rather, is the 25th of January is the next Q&A call. So if you haven't added those yet to your calendar, feel free. And it is the end of the year, and I'm just so excited to hear all from many of you who are doing some amazing things this year and already have planned for next year. Just to let you in on a little secret about next month's programming, I am going to be in January hosting, looks like a webinar. January is going to be a webinar. We're going to make that happen on goal setting. So if you haven't yet set your goals, and I know many of you have, but if you haven't yet gotten on the bandwagon and set your goals for 2011, you will have a chance to do that through a free webinar that I will be hosting next month. I'll give you details on that just as soon as we solidify some of those details. Okay, well, welcome to today's high content call. What we're going to cover today are really three major things. Number one, the advantages of list building and how it could really grow your business. Two, the major mistakes that business owners make in building their list and how you can avoid it. And number three, I'm also going to be sharing with you some of the secrets to building your list and how to grow a list of loyal customers. You know, a lot of business owners get started in business and forget about building a list, but there's something really critical about building the list, and I'm going to be sharing that with you today. I see oftentimes that especially businesses that require a constant stream and flow of new businesses, of new customers or clients, often underestimate the power of creating a list. And often it's because their business model is limited. But when you've identified a very clear business model and all of the ways that people can work with you, not just that yes or no and go option, which is, the traditional high-priced consultancy model. A lot of people will develop that really high-priced option of people working with them, and if a person can't afford it, then there's no other way for them to work with you. Well, that's the yes or no and go model. And especially in today's marketplace, the idea is how can you create multiple income streams, recurring, leveraged, and passive? And there's a variety of ways to do that. And if you haven't yet gotten a chance to go through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you have your choice in ways that you can do that. We're having a live session in May, this May, and we also have the self-study program that you can get anytime and tap into that. But I first want to go through, and the reason for the list building and the reasons you want to have that is because you can grow your list of people that want to work with you. And maybe it just takes time for them to cultivate that relationship with you before they work with you. So it's important to have that list so you can create that relationship over time. And it really is about creating what I call a genuine list. You know, statistics have proven just over and over, repeat customers are really going to be your life, you know, the lifeblood of any business, whether that's online or offline. But it's important to build a genuine list so you can build three things. And for those of you who've gone through my Entrepreneurial Edge system, this will sound familiar. You want to build relationships, you want to build trust, and you want to build choices. And you want to give those choices to the people that are reading your content and that you're providing value to. And the real, you know, any secret to any list is you. You creating a genuine relationship with your customers. I want you to think about something too. Kind of something that you might not have noticed about yourself, but think about how many times you go back to the same businesses over and over for your own shopping. Just think about that. And think about, you know, why you go there. And people are always going to buy from somebody they know rather than buying from a stranger. And they're going to definitely buy from a friend before they buy from a stranger. And so all of those store names that you go to, they become your friend over time because they become familiar to us and because of maybe their reputation or the service or the product that they produce. So you buy from them over and over, right? Well, it's no different, really, than doing that online. And it has everything to do with list building. But remember, your list, not treating it as your personal ATM. That's going to be important because if people want to buy, they just don't want to be sold. All right? And they don't want to be sold to. So you want that list to be a list of your friends, friends maybe that have bought from you before. Maybe they haven't, but you're cultivating that relationship. And you also want people to get to know you. And when they get to know you, like you, they begin to trust you. They begin to trust your judgment. They begin to trust your recommendations. And that's when they'll buy from you. And what a list does, it helps you cultivate that relationship over time so that you begin to develop that trust with them and they trust your recommendations. But everybody, too, at some point is going to be a first-time customer with you. And so it's important for you to really look at not only the list building activities, and I'll talk about some of the secrets to building your list a little bit later, but it's important that how you build that list. So it becomes a genuine list. And I think a lot of times when businesses first get started and they really want to build a big list because they hear all these big notions about You know how people make millions and millions and thousands of dollars on the internet because they have this really big list. So they go out and they try to build this really big list, and they're doing it sometimes in ways that will not help them build raving fans and a genuine list and creating that relationship. But before you try to go out and build this huge list, I want you to really think about something, because it's really important that you have people that want to opt in and want to subscribe and want to receive information from you, not just on a limited basis, but on an ongoing basis, and they see value in it. So, first of all, it's important to know who you're targeting. And when you have a lead generation system, your lead generation page should automatically pre-qualify and help them self-select. And when they do that in a lead generation system, you're going to be very targeted. So it's important to understand exactly who it is you do want to attract into your business. And I kind of referred to this before, but you want to know the demographics of your target market, the geographics, if you have any geographic boundaries in which you work in, and you also want to know the psychographics, those attributes, those people you like to, you know, you would love to work with and that you like. And those are the ones that make the true raving fans for you. So you want to make sure that anything as you're building your list is very targeted so that you're attracting the kind of people that you do want to work with. Some of the other advantages, though, to list building and how it could really grow your business is it really can minimize some of your promotional efforts. And because it's more targeted, and that people are coming to your page, and that's an advantage because you're weeding out the people that aren't part of that target market or the people that you don't want to work with in each of those three areas I mentioned, the demographics, the geographics, and the psychographics. Your promotional efforts, if you have an email list, you can set up what's called an autoresponder, and those autoresponders are really a series of messages. So it helps leverage your time as well and communicate with the people that are opting in into your list in a way that it sounds like you're sending them the message, and each person that comes on board and you're sending that message to them one-on-one. And so there are advantages to having a list and an autoresponder series that can communicate with people that sign up to your list automatically. So you don't have to be communicating with every single person that comes on. It's done automatically. You can also, one of the other advantages to list building is you can be really more responsive. So when people do come to, say, it's your lead generation page or some landing page that you have, they're, number one, already showing interest. All right, so they're hopefully already a targeted market for you. But through that page, you're already going to, you know, pre-qualify them and help them self-select. But the idea, though, is that they're going to be more responsive and more receptive to any other promotional messages you send because they're very interested in the subject matter that they've already landed on, that they're already seeking. So it's a natural pull in process and they end up being much more responsive to your messages and wanting to receive them. Another advantage to building your list is it's a cost-effective marketing. I mean, I want you to think about how much time and investment that you make in even advertisements. Well, sometimes that doesn't have a call to action, but a list you can go to over and over, providing value, but the only expenses incurred are the autoresponder series. So you know pretty much that your list is going that it's going to remain pretty stable in the amount of expenses that you have associated with that list. You also look at a higher conversion, a sales conversion process, because it's a targeted audience that you have, and those prospects are going to lead to higher sales conversions. Why? Because they know you, they like you, they trust you. Over time, you're creating a relationship with them, and so that when you do have any types of programs that you're announcing, that they are going to be receptive to it. And so your sales conversions are going to be higher. And it also allows you some interactivity. And there's a lot of advantages to that. You can develop results very quickly from that because they know you. You can get survey feedback to different surveys. And that's important, too, in making sure that you continuously deliver good product and or services to the people that are on your list by asking them to complete the survey to see what kind of responses that you are getting. And that you are providing the kind of services that they really want and need. Now, there are some mistakes that business owners do make in building their list. And I want to go through these because, you know, I see these happen all the time. And I unfortunately see it happening over and over and over again. And I want to make sure that if you're building your list, that you're doing it in, you know, an authentic and genuine way, because if, you know, and I think one of the biggest mistakes that I make, and it's not the number, you know, number one that I had listed, but now that I think about it, it's probably the most irritating one that I see that's out there, is that people will add people to their list when they're first getting started. So they meet somebody at a networking event and suddenly they're adding them to their e-newsletter. Now, this person never even asked to be added. Maybe they do want to refer people to you, but they don't want to receive information from you. So there's several inherent things, several things inherently wrong with that. First of all, if you're meeting somebody at a networking appointment and you just add them to your email list, you know, you don't know if they really truly want your information or if they even truly need your information. You know, not, again, that's trying to be everything to everyone. Now, you can certainly offer it as an option to someone and let them take action on it to add themselves to it. Or if you do have a true lead generation system and they find value in what you offer, great, but they're opting in. They are taking the initiative. And I can't tell you enough how many, you know, people that I have met just doing networking and make the assumption and add me to their e-list that I haven't even asked. And it's frustrating for a couple of reasons, because you haven't even opted in and you may not need the service. So as a person too, when you're looking at your list, you want it to be a clean list. You want it to be a genuine list of people that genuinely want your information and want the services or products maybe sometime in the future. But think about that too from a cost-effective standpoint. As your list does grow, you know, there could be in some autoresponder systems an added, you know, your fee goes up based on the number of people that you have on your list. So from a business standpoint, you want your list to be clean, you want it to be genuine, and you want it to contain people who are, you know, going to want your information and may be future customers of yours. So again, it's important that people ask to be put on there or at least opt in to your list. So don't just add them just simply because you met them at an event. they're going to be probably more irritated by the fact that you did that than they are going to be pleased. So err on the side of caution there. Also, you want to, you know, some of the other mistakes that people make is that they make it very complex. So keep it super simple or keep it super short. If you're having a landing page, you know, and you're giving away something for free that they can opt in and it automatically puts them on your e-zine or e-newsletter list, make that, number one, make it clear to them, and two, make it short and simple. Don't make it very complex or long-winded or excessive amounts of information in signing up, because if you do, you're going to lose them. And it's really a common online marketing mistake that people make, and that you do want to avoid. The other thing is be very clear on the value they're going to receive, especially if you have a lead generation or an opt-in system. That's going to be very important because they're going to want to know what the value is. And a lot of people approach sometimes their landing pages that they construct to be very selling rather than the value proposition. What is it that the person is really going to receive from this? And so that's going to be really important. So again, keep it short, but keep it simple. Super simple and super short. Number two, the next mistake business owners make in building their list is I often see that they either don't send it enough or they send it too often. And it's a really common mistake that people that are building their list and trying to make the most of it do. Or sometimes, you know, somebody registers on your list and you get really excited and then you want to send them all the products you're selling, all your services. It's kind of like this data dump. Well, if you get a data dump, people are going to get overwhelmed and they're going to feel sold to. Okay, remember, this is about building relationships. First step is to send them a thank you. Welcome them aboard. You know, it might identify the next step in your process, but just one step. And if you, you know, send them so much information, they get on information overload. And for those people that are wired to give a lot of information, you know who you are. Resist doing that. You really have to lay out what your process is going to be to how you're going to create that relationship with somebody, even online, even through your list. And if you flood their mailbox with a lot of emails, they're going to either ignore your emails or even decide to unsubscribe from your list. Okay? So don't mail too often. But send it on a regular interval. Now, at a, you know, looking at once a week is you know, gives enough consistency, but understand that if you're doing it once a week, are you providing some value? And again, value doesn't have to be long. Value can be, you know, short, concise messages to them, but something that's going to provide value for them. I think we're on the fourth mistake that business owners often make is sending too many advertisements. You know, the buy my stuff. This is where it's really important to know what your member community or your reader community on your list wants, and then giving it to them. You know, and making sure that there is a lot of value in between. And there are times where you're not selling anything. You're just providing information. Information that they want or need. And those are going to be, and that's going to be really important to really understand what is the content of your e-zine, if you're putting out an e-zine or a newsletter, whatever you decide to call it. But what's the purpose of it? And is this information they want to receive? And the last one is, you know, don't, and I mentioned this earlier, make it more of an opt-in process. If they have to, again, it needs to be short, it needs to be simple, but if they have to fish for the information, if they don't quite understand the marketing message, it probably is because it's unclear. So you really also want to check some of your metrics too. And this is a big mistake that I see a lot of, people that are getting their lists done is they're really not taking a look at their metrics on a regular basis to really discover, you know, is this working, is it not? And by metrics, I mean a lot of the autoresponders and list services, like Aweber or Kickstart Card or One Shopping Cart, whatever you use, they have some statistics in the background so you can identify who's opening it, you know, what's the open rate, at what part is the open rate, why is that important? Because it's going to determine what it is that people like and what they don't like. Okay, so that's going to be important. Again, finding out what they like, what they don't like, what they want through different surveys that you can do. Through your even through list, you know, one of the messages that you send out on your list building, and a lot of people also don't mistake they make is they don't really integrate the communication and the content in their e-zines to what is happening within other aspects of their business. So people will, you know, send out a message and spend so much time sending out a message, but, oh, they forgot they've got an upcoming workshop or teleseminar or something that they could have used if they looked at their content planning schedule. They could have really used, you know, or at least announced it to their e-list. So make sure that if you're going to be building a list, that you integrate that list within other aspects of your content planning. So maybe what you do too is look at the content planning for your e-zine, okay, and look at the content planning that you're also doing for your social media and for your live events and for your teleseminars or webinars or whatever you decide to do. So, again, looking at integrating it, and sometimes when people are building a list, they don't look at integrating or even systematizing that whole process and really strategically looking at even key points during the year. For example, some businesses are event sensitive. So, for example, florists, okay? Well, they want to send out their e-zine that, you know, right around the end of January. And they want to start announcing February events, you know, Valentine's Day, and get people thinking about buying. Get people thinking about the next event. Oh, yeah, you know. So there's certain times of the year that are real triggers that can also be integrated within the kinds of messages that you're sending to your list that are helpful to your list as well. So think about how you're using your list and how it's integrating within other aspects of your business. Now, what I want to discuss is some things that you can do to not only build your list and grow that list, but keeping people on that list. And it's you know, having the right list building tools really can make a big difference in how effective your list building becomes. So It could mean a difference of success or failure in how you use that list. So not only do you want to integrate it, I'm going to be sharing with you some ways that you can continuously build that list. Now, one of them is through social networking, and I mentioned that a little bit earlier. And how are you really integrating even your social media, and how do you get people on social media to know to opt into your lists? Everybody has accounts now, and if you don't, you should. but there's easy ways to have people opt in either to your lead generation system, and maybe your lead generation system also provides content, but also automatically signs them up for your e-zine so that, again, they get onto your list very easily and that you communicate that. Many of the social networking sites allow you to somehow either put a link or, areas where you can have an opt-in box on some of them and people can opt into your list. But again, this goes back to one of the mistakes. Don't put in, join our mailing list. You know, that's something you really don't want. It doesn't sound enticing, does it? You want to make sure you do make it sound enticing when people want to join. So what are they going to get? They're going to get free weekly business tips, business growth tips. I think that's what I put on my, Facebook page. Get free weekly business growth tips. And so people can opt in there. Again, what's the gimme? What are they getting for opting in and giving you their name and email account? So, but again, putting your opt-in on things like Facebook, putting it in areas where you really want to grow that area. So not all social media is the right media for you. So people often have this question, should I put, my opt-in? Well, it depends. If you use Facebook just socially, maybe not. But if you're using it for business and your market is on Facebook and you're targeting that market on Facebook, then yes, opt-in. For those of you who want more information, too, about how to use social media, both in the strategic way and systemizing and optimizing it, you might want to pick up the self-study program, get the Social Media Edge, which is a self-study program that I've put together with my colleague, Laura Rubenstein, out in California. So we put that program together that walks you step-by-step with really how to optimize social media. But it's an important way to grow your list. The second way to build your list is through article marketing. Now, article marketing is a really powerful tool, especially now, because it can generate large amounts of, again, targeted traffic, because people who are reading your articles are interested in what you have to say. A lot of systems like e-zine articles, which is a great system to get your articles out there, will allow you also to put a link in the author bio area section of your article, and it directs people to where they can, maybe your lead generation system. The great thing about the article marketing is it's a system, and it's a system that helps get the word out there about it. So regardless of whether or not you just get started, those things take time, but you can also repurpose your information. So if you're writing an e-zine and people are saying, I got to write this article and then I got to write my e-zine, well, you can write a similar article, change a few things, and then put it on a few things in your e-zine, and then put a slightly different article. Maybe you change the title of the article, or you change a few things in the article, and then you put it on e-zine articles. I also know some writers who use the exact same article in all of their article marketing and on their e-zine. Because what's going to happen is people are going to find you from different places. Now, there's pros and cons to doing that. Some people don't like that idea. They, for some reason, think it doesn't lend itself well to your credibility if you have the same article, that you want to give something special to your list that you know other people get. But again, it really depends on your business, on your strategy, what you're trying to accomplish, and your business. So, but the bottom line is, article marketing can really help you grow your list pretty significantly. Podcasting. Now, podcasting is when you record a call that you can do yourself or you can do with someone else. And the podcasts are available online. It could be on your website. And usually throughout the course of the podcast, you might have different sponsors or you might even have different informational snippets within there or advertisements. And one of those advertisements could be, you know, get your free ebook. What I say on my radio show, which later on becomes podcasted, because it's recorded, is I normally say, to get, if you want to jumpstart your business, get your free, ebook, get ready, get set, go, 3 steps to jumpstart your startup at www.freebusinessplanformat.com. That's freebusinessplanformat.com. And so that becomes more of a commercial during the course of a podcast that I do or an interview. And what's nice about that is also helpful if you've got great interview skill, even if you don't, you can develop an interview. You'll get better at it as you go along, but those podcasts can also be used later on as products, and you can sell those later on if you don't want those to be free content. But it can also build your list because it always, no matter if you decide to sell it, you give it away as a free product, it's always going to have that specific website where people can sign up. So imagine if you even give it to your referral partners and say, hey, you know, would you find this of value? And, you know, people listen to it. They pop it in their car, their CD in their car. They listen to it. They hear your information, and then they sign up. So the longevity of it is pretty lengthy if you really think strategically about a podcast and then how to use it over and over and over again. But it can really help you increase your list, you know, simply because people are hearing it over and over. Now, you also want to think about the target market, because sometimes people will listen to podcasts through their iPod, and not everybody has an iPod. That's a certain target market. So think about how people are listening to it, too. But podcasting, again, can be on the Internet, could be live streamed. It could be downloaded through their iPod or some other way. So there's multiple mediums in which people could listen. You also, I mentioned earlier, can build your list through lead generation. Obviously, if you have a free gift, they get the free gift and they, you know, you add them to your list. Again, make sure it's very clear to them that they're going to be added to that list. And you also want to make sure that when you do that, it's very clear to them that they're going to be continuously, that they're going to be receiving information from you. Another way to build your list is through speaking engagements. A lot of times when people, even if they're just getting started, this is a great way to build your list and a great way to get experience. But one of the things that I think people miss out on is getting the emails from everyone when they're speaking. Now, how do you do that? It's very simple. Making sure that this is acceptable to the place that you're speaking that's invited you to speak. But when you do, at the end, you want to give something away. Maybe it's a free podcast that you did, that you downloaded, put it on a CD and slapped a label on there, made it look professional. And you're giving that away. So you say, okay, everybody, if you want, 45 tips on how to, increase your income by $100,000 this year, and I'm giving this away free, or I'm giving several away for free, whatever you decide, whether it's a book, maybe you're an author, but something for free, maybe it's a digital product that you have. When you do that, have sign-up sheets that everybody gets one copy. It doesn't have to be fancy. It just says, their name, their email. It has a little disclaimer on it that says, when you put your information below, you're authorizing to be added to their e-zine with weekly business tips or something like that. And they sign it. They put their name on it, or they put their name. They put their email address. And then you pick, collect them all. You pick. And then you give the winners, whoever the winners are, whatever they won. What you have in the end is you have a room full of names. Now, this is a really effective way to grow your list very quickly. Teleseminars and webinars. Another really great way to provide high content and high value and be able to build your list. The teleseminars and webinars don't have to necessarily be free. It could be part of the services that you offer. It could be paid, as well. And there are a lot of different teleseminar and webinar, resources, and many, many coming out. I put that in the resources Rolodex, of the Entrepreneurial Edge System, so you have all my resources. But, the teleseminars and webinars, when people do sign up, again, making it clear what they're signing up for and that they're going to be added to your list as well. Joint ventures. This is a really great way in becoming involved in joint ventures to build your list. Now, joint ventures can take on a lot of different types of they can look differently. A joint venture can be, for example, there's a lot of joint ventures that happen with a lot of authors that are launching their book for bestseller campaigns, where they're asking you for a free gift that you can give out to when somebody purchases their book. Your information is on a separate page that they get access to, and they can download or do whatever to get your information. What's good about that is you're leveraging their list. So as these authors are sending out, hundreds of thousands of emails for people to purchase their book, and you're also participating as a joint venture, you're sending people out and saying, hey, buy this book, and when you do, you can get my free, whatever that free gift is. So you've got many people buying this book at once and going to this free section where your information is. So you're leveraging all the people that are sending out their e-lists onto yours, and you're leveraging everyone else's list. And then when they go to pick up your information, they're putting their name and email address in there. And again, you're able to tap into somebody else's list just by being a joint venture partner and maybe sending out an email, one or two emails to your list about buying a certain book. Authors do this pretty frequently. But a joint venture could be arranged between you and even some referral partners. Maybe you do a teleseminar or a webinar summit. You put something together. You give out great content. People can get access to it. And then you could even be able to leverage everybody's lists, and then when they go to pick up your free gift, whatever you give, you get access, and they give you their information. You want to be really careful about those joint ventures and which ones that you get involved, because you also want to make sure that the ones that you're getting involved in have a similar target market. So it's not just about being involved in growing your list. It's about, again, growing a genuine list, people that are going to want your information. So if you do participate or do create a joint venture program or something of that nature, you really want to make sure that you are targeting the same target market. Yeah, I've been asked over the years, because I work with so many self-published authors, oh, I'll be a joint venture partner. Well, I'm not, you know, I'd be happy to send out, a message a lot of times that I do, or have people on my radio show, but I don't always go and give a gift to every joint venture author that's out there, because there are just some joint venture authors where they're going to pull in a completely different target that's really not part of my target market. So make sure you're really strategic in the way that you think about some of those joint ventures that you're going to get involved with. You also want to make sure that even your ebooks that you do put out, that your ebooks have information about your products and services that you offer at the end of the ebook, number one, so that you're sort of cross-marketing. So even if they get something for free, or maybe they get a paid product that you have, you're putting your other products at the end of that ebook to let them know that you have other products and services. But not only that, also putting a link back to sign up for, you know, free business tips or whatnot, because it's quite possible that somebody may purchase a product that you have, but they may not be on your list yet. That maybe they just heard, you know, were referred to you, went to your website, bought your product, but then they, you know, weren't part of your e-zine or your regular ongoing list. So, and that also, I just want to remind you too, that if you do have that process, to make sure that, when people do buy from you, they kind of automatically get onto your list. So you'll want to make sure that you take a look at your internal process that you have. And let me just get some water here. And one of the other ways to grow your list is you can also hold a contest. Now, there's a variety of ways to do this, but, hold a contest about your business, depending on maybe it's a product or service, or you're offering a, you know, big event and they get a ticket, or maybe if they purchase a product, they can be enrolled to get a free ticket to a live event, or there's a whole host of ways that you can host a contest and the reason for that. But, again, it's designed to create a buzz out there. You could do complimentary videos to bring people in, hold that contest, and again, depending on how many people that you hold that contest with, making sure it's the same target market, looking at leveraging all of your lists, and everybody can opt in, get some free gifts, but something that adds value to your target market. That's another way. And also to, as people are on your list, cultivate some of that loyalty, the brand loyalty, by providing either discounts or coupons or special events that are only for your reader community or people that are on your list community. And the reason you want to do that is you really want to be able to say, you know what, thank you. And even at the end of the year, you know, I share with people, you just say thank you to the people that that are on your reader community, because, you know, maybe they haven't communicated to you, but they've told other people about your programs or services, and you just want to acknowledge them, too, for staying on your list. And again, remember to also survey them. And that's really important, to survey them, ask them their opinion, ask them for feedback, so that you can continuously provide good services and good information that they really want and that they're going to be using and find of value. You could also use, and one last thing, you could also use pay-per-click. Pay-per-click advertisements can be targeted if done right. And, you know, Facebook is doing more and more of this. And, you know, you can do it on, you know, Google has a lot of pay-per-click. It can be expensive. It can get expensive, so you really want to use it wisely. Make sure your marketing messages are very targeted. So if you do something like that to grow your list, again, you just want to make sure that you're very clear on your programs, your services, and you have all of your marketing up to speed, because they're going to expect that you're going to, if you're advertising, that you can deliver on what you say you can deliver. So that's another option for you as well. So remember, both not only your online activities, but in growing your list, remember your offline activities, speaking engagements, those, and how you conduct business. Those are going to be really key things. Your marketing materials. How are you getting people on the list? Are you really maximizing every opportunity to give people an opportunity to work with you, to get on your list? And I've seen time and time again how, you know, speakers will forget the sign-up sheet, or forget copies of the sign-up sheet. And even if the speaker, organization where you're speaking says they're going to bring copies, I always bring extra copies. Number one, because they might get more, a higher turnout, not have enough copies. So then you just lost out on additional people. But also, just in case they don't bring them. I bring enough copies always. And it's amazing how many times I've used it. So really look at maximizing how you can get people, making sure you follow up with people that have said that they were interested, and you'll grow your list before you know it. But those are some ways also. And also for those of you who are really getting into video and lead generation, everyone should have a lead generation system, in my opinion, but because it works 24/7. It's important, too, that if you're going to be doing videos, you do put them on YouTube. Why not put your website where they can sign up for your free ebook, your free whatever, teleseminar, podcast, you know, audio, whatever it is. And that's going to be, these are some ways that you can build your list. Let me make sure that I covered everything here. Okay, I think that I did, but I just want to also remind everyone, for those people that maybe have joined us a little bit late, I just want to remind you that on the 28th of this month, we're going to have the Q&A. Again, the purpose of the Q&A is that if you have any other questions about what we covered in the high content call, you can ask them at that time. Maybe it's just a question about your business and you want to be coached through something. We've had people come on the Q&A call, and I've coached them through that whole process. And there are times where you want to maybe ask a question, but you don't want to come on the Q&A call, and that's okay, too. If you want to ask a question and be more confidential about it, I'll go ahead and ask your question without mentioning who asked that question, and that's fine. The whole purpose of the Q&A is to get your questions answered so you continuously move forward in your business. And I do want to let you know, we are going to be sending out the Success Circle e-zine, which we do send out periodically. And in there, we're going to be giving you a lot of information about the three-day intensive, which is May 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And if you haven't attended that, you do want to attend that. We've got a whole host of wonderful sponsors. Referral Institute, Marketing Monsoon, Get Ready, Ready Set Mail. We have also the credit card processing training and consulting. So we have more sponsors coming on, and the value that provides is being able to just having those resources, so that as a business owner, if you need to tap into resources, those resources are available to you. So it really helps to have sponsors at any of your events, and I'm so thankful to have those sponsors that have signed up. So you're going to be hearing more and more about that in January as we really launch some of the activities. If you haven't signed up yet for the Entrepreneurial Edge System, you'll want to do that right away, because we already do have people signed up, and I'm really excited about that. But with that, I think that ends today's high content call on the advantages of list building and how it can grow your business, major mistakes that you want to avoid, and how to grow your list and grow a list of loyal customers. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to email them to info, at AccelerateAssociates.com. That's EXCELLERATE Associates.com. And we'll get those questions answered in the next Q&A call. With that, I think that's it. And I want to thank everybody for coming today. And have a wonderful holiday season. And I look forward to seeing you all on the 28th, so before the new year. And we'll see you soon. Thanks so much. And until next time, create a great life. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.